This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Why are Cameron and Omar Gooding going at each other online? Happy Friday. Thanks for listening. And yeah, the rapper and actor have been posting videos on social media, trash talking, pulling pranks. But as for what started all this, I don't know. They need one of these season recaps that TV shows play at the start of episodes to fill us in. But then again, I don't care.
My favorite stories of the day.
I want to say there's a big-ass shark right now off of Maine's coast, but journalism, you know, it's not how journalists talk on air. So the AP is reporting police in Scarborough, Maine, have been warning people headed to the beach there all week that a 10 to 12-foot great white shark has been chilling since it was first spotted Monday off Crescent Beach State Park, Higgins Beach, Pine Point Beach, all within a half hour's drive to and from Portland. Yeah, cops wanted to make sure folks know not to go far into the water if headed to any of those coastlines. Let's not create a real life scene of Jaws. Now that was a big ass shark. Not for nothing. I always said I wish I could curse in newscasts, and now I actually have editorial control and I'm not cursing. Well, mostly. Go figure either way. But you know what? Not enough, my mind's on it. Let's get a little survey going. Let me know if you would like to hear a foul-mouthed newscast. Email me, levon@realpodnewscast.com. L-E-V-O-N, real with two E's. Or hit me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, X, at Levon Putney. I would love to get feedback on this.
Talking light is wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now?
All right, we'll leave cursing and sharks alone for now, but as long as we're watching animals, a bunch of people in Chicago's West Loop area had to stop Monday to make sure they were seeing what they thought they were seeing. A sheep running through traffic along streets near Chicago's Fulton Market District. After dispelling the biblical notion that sheep and lamb will just go along with being led to slaughter. Yeah, because this little sheep was having none of that. Escaping a slaughterhouse Monday with workers chasing after the sheep as it dipped between cars and down streets. Yeah, CBS News Chicago ran a story on this. And of course, folks on the streets watching all this whipped out their phones to shoot video of this sheep on the lamb. Sorry. It's right there. It's too easy of a pun. But because this sheep was smart enough to run from the slaughterhouse, it was rewarded with life. City animal control workers took it to a local animal rescue, at least until they can find the sheep a permanent home to live out its days away from butchers. Now, the Shelby County District Attorney's Office put out word early last week in Tennessee, and Fox Live Now was first, at least that I saw to report, a 51-year-old Memphis guy was arrested a month ago now when he was accused of shooting his wife during an argument. Now, the DA's office then pointed out the man stopped for a beer while taking her to the hospital. Now, before anyone laughs, reports first had him charged with attempted murder when the Fox Live Now story said officials did not elaborate on the victim's condition, but he's now charged with second-degree murder, if that helps to make the wife's condition clear. So no laughing at a murder case, but one can sure shake a head at the accusation of him stopping for a beer before dropping his wife off at a hospital after he shot her.
Florida.
And in Florida, cops were called last Thursday, the 7th, to Indian Riverside Park around the Children's Museum in Jensen Beach outside Port St. Lucie because there was reportedly a guy walking around dressed in a way that, you know, I'll let the deputy who found him explain in her Martin County Sheriff's arrest report posted on the Smoking Gun news site. It describes a 32-year-old guy around 3:30 in the afternoon, mind you, last Thursday, wearing a wig, a black mask around his face, black lingerie with fake breasts stuffed into his bra, and a rather revealing pair of thongs that the deputy said showed off a ring on his penis, and a black fox tail sticking out of his rear end that was attached to a plug stuck up his rear end. The deputy said the guy told her he has some sort of sexual addiction and has gone out like this before looking for a hookup. And the sheriff's report said the deputy hooked him up all right with handcuffs, charged with indecent exposure, but not before she let him go back to his car to unplug himself and put on some decent clothes before taking him to jail. Back in a moment.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B,
reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams Podcast Mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Of matching with guys on singles apps.
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers.
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble. The Stumble dating app gives women the power to choose whether to see explicit pictures.
Nice. Nope.
Pics sent only after the sender fills out a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Beck.
And now for the world around us.
Rich people who like the notion of staying rich will usually be born rich and will usually spend less than they earn. But rich people are people and people do like splurging sometimes. So, hey, any wealthy lead-footed drivers out there looking to brag about where they dropped a bag to pay some outrageous cost, head to Switzerland and rent a Ferrari or a Lamborghini and jump on a highway and floor it. Get caught speeding and see how much the fine will be. A Swiss driver just caught going about 27 kilometers or about 17 miles per hour over the speed limit on a local street could end up getting fined up to 90,000 Swiss francs or over $110,000. The AP story on this says the guy is a repeat offender and is one of the country's wealthiest people. So, almost like a donation for him to the government. And Switzerland is not the only European country with this fine system based on income. Yeah, those Nordic countries, along with Germany, France, and Austria, they also decide fines based on income when it comes to misdemeanors like speeding. And these days, a poor offender can spend a night in jail instead of paying a fine. I'm not sure how much money this 24-year-old Austrian man makes and how much his fine will be, but AP and Euro News are reporting this guy survived last Saturday when he took too long on his cigarette break and had to jump between two train cars as the high-speed bullet train pulled off from a station in Austria, headed to Vienna. And those trains can get up to 230 kilometers or about 143 miles per hour. Passengers told reporters that guy held on for dear life and started banging on a train's car windows, and the conductor eventually hit the emergency brakes. The crew got him back inside the train, which pulled into Vienna 7 minutes late because of this 24-year-old who was arrested.
Hold it now.
Now, the Guardian newspaper is reporting a swarm of jellyfish shut down the Gravelines nuclear power plant late Sunday in northern France. The three reactors shut down automatically after French nuclear company EDF put out word that a bunch of jellyfish actually got into their filter drums at the pumping stations. And they say it's not a safety hazard, at least not for the plant or the workers. And The Guardian points out they're actually used to dealing with this since jellyfish have a history of disrupting operations at coastal power plants over there.
I kick off my shoes and I booze and I choose to drink coffee, two or three cups in the morning.
Well, a swarm of coffee-loving laptop users who like setting up their office hours at a Starbucks table is why the coffee chain in South Korea has started banning customers from pulling out computers, printers, multi-outlet power strips, and many partitions even in the stores. People have been doing all this. Yeah, UPI is reporting signs have been posted at every Starbucks in South Korea to let customers know, since other customers have been complaining more lately about these cafe squatters, as they call them. The chain said, no, not allowed anymore. The laptops and doing homework, well, they said, that's cool, but not setting up an entire office at a table for the whole day. In Ancona, Italy, the Euro Weekly news site cited local media reports saying a 64-year-old man was at home last Tuesday the 5th when he somehow shot himself in the head with his crossbow and had an arrow in his brain for 2 days until he was found and taken to a hospital in serious but stable condition. After 2 days alone at home with no food or water and an arrow sticking out of his head. Time for another break. Back in...
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed?
Or for using baby oil to a suspicious degree? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is...
And now, for a moment of calmness.
Mosquito bites, an itching rash from the plant you thought was a fern. Snake, a grass snake, but a snake. Pollen, which Charlie Murphy reminded us is only a plant's form of sperm.
Thank you for this moment of calmness.
Yeah, thanks for this rash.
Brought to you by
your mama.
ASMR.
What's up with what's going down, though?
In northern Brazil, three Sundays ago, local news reports went international because a homeless guy said he had just woke up with a hangover, so was still buzzed, when he saw a crowd of runners in a street nearby where a whole 8K race was about to start. So he told reporters he could not think of a better way to get over his hangover. So he ran, didn't register, didn't stretch, just stumbled into the crowd with a buzz and took off jogging. In flip-flops. No running shoes, flip-flops, no socks, just shorts, t-shirt, a ball cap flipped backwards, and flip-flops. Now, he fell behind most of the runners, but the 31-year-old finished in flip-flops. And then reporters went running to talk to him. And there are videos of him on social media. Check it out. Clothing and shoe donations. He's getting those now. And told reporters this attention changed his life. Said he stopped drinking even. Well, his hometown posted on their website, they're delighted by Isaac's story and the attention that he's gotten. The news site Globo is reporting activists got Isaac into a home. Now trying to get him into a permanent house. All to say, getting drunk can be a life changer. I don't know what you heard, but that's the lesson I'm taking. Just kidding.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Got hit by a Greyhound bus when my C&I dog went blind. I was late with the rent and alimony, cause an alien, he got my job. I broke my leg the other day when I was out trying to jog. And I need you, baby, fetch me that doggy bone. I'm tired of doing it all alone.
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 15th. Actor Jennifer Lawrence, 35.
You can be a phony sometimes.
Jonas Brothers just came out with this new album. And DNC Cake by the Ocean lead singer Joe Jonas is 36. Comedian and actor Anthony Anderson, the dad in Blackish, 55. Grace in Will and Grace. Actor Deborah Messing, 57. Listen to the music. The Doobie Brothers, lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist Tom Johnston is 77.
Be my girl.
50 singer turned actor and narrator Jim Dale is 90. Then on Saturday. I got to say it, but hard to make out what he's saying. Rapper Young Thug will be 34. Almost middle-aged thug, too.
When I taste tequila.
Dan and Shay, singer Dan Smyers, 38. How I Met Your Mother actor Kristen Milioti will turn 40.
If I can just see you.
Tonight, singer Vanessa Carlton, 45. Actor Steve Carell, 63. Actor Timothy Hutton, 65. Singer and actor Madonna will be 67 years old. And so will Angela Bassett. Stella got a groove back. Bassett, 67. Movie director James Cameron, 71. TV personality Kathy Lee Gifford, 72.
Somehow I've got to let my feelings show. She's
JT, Kool and the Gang lead singer in the 80s. James Taylor, 72. Carl Winslow in Family Matters. Now, he said he laughed at that Chappelle joke on SNL about that false rumor on him at a Diddy party. Actor Reginald Vell Johnson, 74 Saturday. And Catwoman in the 60s, actor Julie Newmar will be 92. Then on Sunday, the 17th.
Step by step, ooh, baby.
New Kids on the Block singer, actor, and Marky Mark's older brother, Donnie Wahlberg, will be 56.
When it comes to being Plug One, it's just me, myself, and I.
Plug One, De La Soul rapper Pasta News, also 56. Then turn the numbers around, 65, will be actor Sean Penn's new age. Singer Belinda Carlisle, solo and with the Go-Go's. She'll be 67. Dexy's Midnight Runner, singer Kevin Rowland, 72. And actor Robert De Niro will be 82. Dirty Grandpa, man, that was a funny, dirty movie. Then on Monday,
take a look at me, straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea.
SNL comedian, actor, and Lonely Island rapper, singer Andy Samberg will be 47. Actor Caitlin Olsen will hit 50. Actors Christian Slater and Edward Norton, both 56.
You must take a lawful fool. Where's his jewel? Is he using mathematics as a tool?
Wu-Tang Clan Forever, rapper Master Killer, also 56.
I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down to seat and jump around.
And House of Pain rapper Everlast rounds out the 56 Club. ABC News correspondent Bob Woodruff will be 64. Actor Madeline Stowe, 67. Actor and comedian Dennis Leary will be 68. And actor Robert Redford will turn 89 on Monday. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks as always for listening. Have a great weekend. Willing, back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Now in Ancona, Italy. Hopefully I'm not mispronouncing the Euro Weekly news site. You know what? How about I not mispronounce and let's go find the pronunciation.
Showed up.